inspired in a practical sense of what life also gives us, because I think life is truly our teacher. And so I use that in the forms of my meditations. So I thank you all so much for joining this afternoon. And I do want to be respectful, because I know maybe a lot of us come into mindfulness based off of a Buddhist background or with a Buddhist inclination, and we might come away from other traditions, whether that be Christianity or Judaism, and I'm not sure of everyone's relationship to that tradition, but I do want to also honor and respect the fact that today is Easter, we are in the Passover season, and just note on the symbolism in these two traditions, because that is kind of what inspiring today's practice. So just noting quickly on the symbolism, at least how I interpret it, as far as the Passover tradition and Moses leading the Jews out of Egypt, out of slavery to freedom. And you can look at that simple sense of our meditation practice, our journey, what are we trying to do? In a sense, our mind keeps us slaves. Our mind keeps us constricted and in this small sense of self. And our practice is to free ourselves, right? Moses was the prophet in this case, but we attune to our inner prophet, or we attune to the Buddha, or whatever way that you connect with that, for our journey to go, for us to find that freedom. Second, in the Christian background, as far as the death and the resurrection, I think this one holds a little bit more personal for me. I mean, it's my background, but also in understanding that for me, when I got into meditation, at some point there was a very specific moment where I realized that I was no longer the person that I had started, that there was a death of who that person was, and a new life came into my life. And I can kind of, I find a moment in that in my life, and it reminds me of the Mark Twain quote, "The two most important days are the day you are born and the day you find out why." And now some of us may not have that big moment like that, but I'm sure that in our journey, what it's asking us to do always, right, is to let go. We have to release, whether it be fear, whether it be anger, whether it be whatever that is, we have to die, let something die in order for some new life to be reborn and to grow within us. And so we'll use some of that in today's practice, and really just acknowledging also our own journeys. I really want for you throughout this to acknowledge the journey that you've been on, and whatever that word journey means for you, and acknowledging where you've been, where you are, and hopefully looking for connection and looking for guidance as we move forward. And so with that, go ahead and allow yourself to get comfortable wherever you are at, wherever in the world. And if there's any movements that naturally you want to find before settling in, please do that. And then when you're ready, bring the eyes to close. The weight of your body to start to sink in. Eyes get heavy. Just resting in the support of your chair, your cushion, your bed, your couch, wherever you're at. And see if you can allow yourself to feel held. Physically. But also, as I'm assuming most of us are at home, and I hope that home feels like a safe place to be. So maybe also feeling held emotionally, finding it's a sense of comfort in where you are. Just letting the cells of the body start to slow down. And from that foundation, still finding a way through your upper body. Just a little lift of the hips out of the waist. A lengthening through the sides of your neck. Relax down the back. Feeling this groundedness, feeling the support beneath, and also opening, connecting to what is above and what is around, to allow the energy in our body to start to do what it wants to do. And then just inviting a sense of relaxation. Crown of your head softening the space in between the eyebrow. Softness to move all the way down, slowly down your body, moving down your nose, your chin, your cheeks. And relaxation, move down your chest, your ribs, hips and your thighs and your knees, feet. To bring some awareness into your breath if you haven't yet. I'm feeling with each breath in that light expansion. And with each breath out, feeling yourself kind of root down just a little bit more. And settling in for a few more rhythms of your own breath. Allowing yourself to ground. I like to call this just grounding in gratitude. And so finding some gratitude for your breath, for your body, for your heart, for your health, especially during a time like this. Now with each breath, feeling that vitality, feeling the life force, finding some thanks. With each breath out, grounding and sending that thanks out. Our awareness of breath. You might just have it at one point. Maybe it's your chest or your nose or your navel. To imagine now that our entire body was breathing in. And so it's as if every pore of your body was breathing in. Your body was breathing out. And just note if that shifts the awareness at all. And if you'd like, bring in some intentionality with that. So almost like you're breathing in more health and well-being, more vitality through your whole body, healing that energy. Now your whole body was sending that vitality and that well-being out to the world. And then together, let's take a good conscious breath in. And let that go. I'd like you to bring your awareness to your mind. What is for you? Sometimes we see the mind as our whole body, or maybe you see the mind as your head. So however that resonates with you. In our path, right, this often frees us from the prison that our minds can keep us in sometimes. Right? Because many wisdom traditions tell us that, you know, we suffer, right, because we're not perceiving things correctly. We're jailed in this small sense of self, right? And our journey is freeing that. So just asking yourself, where has your mind been keeping you constricted? And where have you been holding yourself back? Anxiety or fear or a limiting belief about yourself, I'm not enough in some way. What is keeping you kind of small and constricted? Imagining kind of bars coming down outside of your body and your mind, kind of feeling, just noting what that constriction feels like. Being kind to yourself as you do it, right? Not judging what is coming up, just holding it with kindness. Just noting what's here. Whatever those energies or those things are, I'd like you to imagine that you're using your breath, and imagine that they're moving outside of your body, outside of this imagined jail cell, and moving it in front of you. You're just starting to get this energy out. These do, they show us our work. Right? If we were born enlightened, there'd be no fun of the journey. So these things that constrict us show us what our work is. Feel that energy moving outside of your body. Intentionality with our breath to continue this. Like you are breathing in expansion. And breathing out constriction. And freedom. And breathing out stuckness. And follow one or both of those or something that feels good for you for another few moments. Imagine those bars starting to come down. You know, imagine this energy above, around you, this spirit around you starting to enliven and grow. Right? Almost as if like the roof was starting to come off and your mind is as wide as the sky. And what would your limitless self feel like? And just rest in that freedom for a few more moments. go and together we'll again take a full and conscious breath in. And breath out. To reflect on who you were before you started your journey. Word journey in whatever way feels resonant right now. Journey. Journey. Maybe it's your parenthood journey. Think of a younger version of you. Maybe it was a more angry or naive, stuck, scared you. A past situation that you had in your life. Go into that image, kind of like a doppelganger to your previous self, and just kind of like seeing what that person was going through, who that person was at the moment. And just send that person some compassion. Right? They were probably doing their best with what they knew. And just send them that compassion and understanding. To share with them some reassurance. And they don't hear that you're saying it. Maybe they can sense it. They don't know you're there. But imagining that you're saying this to them. Will be well. And your way. All will be well. You will find your way. And see them receiving that compassion and that guidance, even if they don't even realize it. See that energy being imbued into them. Of letting their image kind of float away. Yourself, you know, what is the moment that things changed for you? When did you start your journey? Maybe you stepped into a meditation class. Maybe it was from a low point, like a divorce or an overbearing stress. Maybe it was a book that you read. Curiosity. Why do you meditate? Just thinking about all that this practice, all that this path has given to you, allowed you to become the person you are becoming. It was the tears, the joys. And come back to that gratitude, right? Finding thanks for being on this path. What it's bringing to you, what it will bring to you. And feeling that thanks for being right here, right where you are. And then sharing this with yourself. All is well. I am on my way. All is well. Way. I embody the perfectness of where you are. It could be. You are exactly where you need to be. All is well. I am on my way. And then for this last little part together, I'd like you to think about a mentor that you have on this path, who's a little further along, and that you know who offers their support. It could be someone in your world, it could be someone deceased in your life that you feel connected to, that guides you. Bigger, someone bigger, like an avatar of the Buddha or Jesus or Moses or a goddess, or Mother Teresa. And I'd like you to imagine that they, whoever that is in the room with you right now. Both literally or spiritually. Imagine them in front of you. And they add some reassurance that they'd like to share with you because they've walked this path, right? They know what you're going through. They know what you'll go through. Feeling them sending this energy and these intentions towards you. Be not afraid. All is well. You are on your way. All is well. Your way. And And feel that assurance from them. Feel that support. Be not afraid. To let that image, let that experience kind of float away to where we started, resting, feeling held by where you are, by your home, by your chair. And whenever you feel complete, to open your eyes and come back into this day. Do you find that movement that just speaks to you? I thank you all for showing up. This is so interesting. This is my first time. I've been doing a lot of Zoom meditations with people, so I can see them. So this is my first time having no idea of what's going on the other side. But I thank you for sitting with us for these past 30 minutes. Meditation. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. So I'll share if anyone wants to connect with me. I do have a free meditation course that you can connect with on my website, which I think Christian shared a little bit up a little bit, and always feel free to reach out and connect. It's all through there. So Christian, thank you again for the invite. Happy Easter, happy Passover if you are celebrating. And I will send you much love. Namaste.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, Lou. I enjoyed it.